Hello, hello, hello. I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. How is everyone this fine Wednesday? I hope everyone's great. Been a busy day here. Odds and ends. Tomorrow will be Twitter Thursday. Yesterday, I broke down the top 10 players per, ranked per NFL Network. Everyone knows that series. My thoughts on, how they ended up. A lot of good feedback from you guys on that. Apparently, that was a popular show. And these over-under win totals shows have been popular as well. And I've done both South divisions, and I did the AFC East. So I'm going to finish up the East today with the NFC East. We'll talk Eagles, Cowboys, Redskins, Giants. And without any further ado, let's talk about the Super Bowl champs. Well, wait. Before we do, we got to talk about what these guys have on the schedule and what they have in store. The NFC East, they're six games, like everyone else, inside their division. So that's six of the 16. The remaining 10, four will come against the AFC South. Could be worse, but I think Tennessee and Jacksonville and Houston are, formidable. And the NFC South, which to me is the worst division in the league to play. So pretty tough slates. Yeah, I mean, their NFC games are going to be difficult, and this division always plays one another well, too, and a lot of primetime games. Eagles are the champs, and they host Atlanta in that opening Thursday night game. I always tell you, I always feel for the opponent in that one, the team on the visitor. They're over-under win totals at 10.5. That might seem low to you, but you don't see many that are at 11. New England's at 11 this year. Their strength of schedule is the 11th toughest per Warren Sharp. And their two extra games that I didn't account for before are against the Vikes and the Rams. Ooh, I mean, that's tough. I mean, that's tough. I mean, it surprises me it's only the 11th toughest, schedule in the league. And if you look at their first six games, they really only have two really tough ones. Let's buzz through these real quick. We got that Atlanta game. It's tough, but, I mean, Atlanta's a really tough team. There's no doubt about that. It's definitely a tough game. Then they go to Tampa without Winston. We talked about that a little while ago. Then they got the Colts. Then they go to Tennessee. And then they got Minnesota, and that's also at home. And then they go to the Giants. So those first six games, they have two tough teams, the Vikes and the Falcons. But one of them's opening night at home, and the other one's at home. Gets hard after that, don't get me wrong. I mean, Carolina, and then you go to Jacksonville. And then you got a bye, and you got Dallas at New Orleans, Giants, Washington at Dallas, at Rams, Houston, at Washington. This was a team, though, that dealt with injuries last year and is really, really deep. I think they have the best roster in the league. Without any discernible holes. I mean, to me, that's really the key. They have great strengths. This was possibly the best offense in the league before Wentz got hurt. And, of course, that brings us to, is Wentz going to be the opening day starter? Is he going to be the same? How much practice time, and he's supposedly a practice-aholic, has he been able to get this offseason because of the injury? That's a big deal. I mean, that's part of the things people don't think about is usually, he's throwing and during camp and a mini camp, all those type of things, and he won't be able to this year as much for sure. But they also showed that they can win the Super Bowl with Nick Foles, and the defense looks really good, and the defense should be healthier to start the season. Tough schedule, a lot to like here though. I'm gonna go with the over. I just think that they win 11 or more. Dallas, their over-under total is 8.5. They have the 14th most difficult schedule, so pretty much right in the middle of the road. And their two variable games are the Lions and Seahawks. And I think the Seahawks are going to be noticeably worse. A year ago, they had very high expectations. They had a very high over-under total, if you remember, and fell quite short. The Elliott suspension, I think, was a big deal. The Tyron Smith injury was a big deal. Speaking of which, for my website, williamsonfootball.com, I just posted my top 10 offensive tackles, and guards and centers will go up today. That's been a fun series. Just been doing the top 10 at every position. You know, Sean Lee was also banged up last year, but they drafted Van Der Esch. And overall, I think the defense is kind of exciting. They got a lot of defensive backs I like. Guys like Owuzie that no one talks about. He's a really good player. And Jones. Their linebackers now might be a strength, although I don't know that Jalen Smith will ever be Jalen Smith. But if Van Der Esch and Lee and Smith, you know, they're in pretty good shape. The defensive line should be able to get after the quarterback, led by Lawrence. But there's an Irving suspension as well, and their defensive tackles aren't great. The Cowboys, going back to their schedule a little bit, their first three games, first 13 games are incredibly challenging. They end at Indy, Tampa at home, and then at the Giants. So if you have the over and they're at, you know, six wins, you might get there. I mean, they may end up 3-0 to conclude the season. But their first 13 are rough. I mean, I'm just going to buzz through them super quick. At Carolina, Giants at home, at Seattle, Lions at home, at Houston, Jacksonville at home, at Washington, Tennessee at home, at Philly, at Atlanta. That's a rough stretch there. Skins at home, Saints at home, Eagles at home. And I just think that their passing game is problematic. And I'm a Dak Prescott believer. I just think that they did a poor job of surrounding him with weapons. And in today's day and age, you know, you can't win on the ground. I mean, and I think they'll have a great running attack, but Elliott's going to face consistent eight-man fronts or, you know, extra guys in the box. And this one's, I'm going to take the under. And I think, you know, when you look at the NFC being as tough as it is, all these teams look good and it's easy to pick each one and say, oh, they're going to be the over. But I don't know. I think this is more like a 7-9 type of team, built on a running game, a little bit better defense. But whenever you got to score and put up points, it's going to be tough. And I think if they would add a big time receiver this offseason, my tune will change a lot about this team, as well as maybe a tight end. But I just think that the passing game is king, and it's kind of one of those things I mentioned, you know, with Jacksonville. Like, and they certainly don't have a Jacksonville like defense, that's for sure, in Dallas. Tough division, tough schedule, a lot of tough games. I'm going the under on Dallas. All right, Washington is up next, and their over-under total is at 7. I've been telling you that this is a team I'm really getting fond of, that they're really growing on me. I really like their pass rush and defensive line overall now. You know, a guy like Allen, I think, is going to be a star. Kerrigan already is, and people don't talk about it. Secondary is worrisome. Defense gets more worrisome as you get away from the line of scrimmage. But I'd rather be strong up front. And it's improved. The offense, I don't see a lot of wonderful strengths or great weaknesses overall. I didn't tell you these things. I'm sorry. Their strength of schedule is the 9th most difficult in the league. And their first two games, they're at Arizona and then they host the Colts. But after that, it gets really, really rough for Washington. So if you have the over, you better hope they're 2-0 to start. If you have the under and they're 1-1, you're all right. Their two variable games are Arizona, as I mentioned, and Green Bay, which is a tough pull for someone that is not a first-place team last year. This team, though, was hit harder by injuries than any in the league. And this was especially true with their offensive line. It was just crushed by injuries. You know, and no continuity. Guys in and out of the lineup. People playing hurt as well as that. They still won 7 games last year. You know, and their over-under win total this year, 7 as well. There is a new quarterback. And you guys know I'm not a huge Alex Smith believer. And yes, he had a better supporting cast. But Smith played better last year than Kirk Cousins did. And the key here is only 5 teams turned the ball over more than Washington as well. They gave the ball away 27 times. You really think that's going to keep up with Alex Smith as a quarterback? I mean, I think it's going to be a lot of Crowder and Reed if he's healthy and Thompson and, you know, safe throws, a lot of Geis. I'm a big Geis believer, and I also think this offensive line is really, really good. Williams, Schreff, both those guys were high on my guard and tackle list that I'd mentioned before. I mentioned the schedule. You know, those first two games, they better get them because it gets rough after that. This is pretty much a league average team, maybe a little above. But I think that they go over 7. I just can't see them as a 6-10 type of team, unless you could say of every team that injuries are, you know, the massive overhauling theme again for this team. I mean, chance of being the most injured team in the league 2 years in a row, pretty slim. And again, they won 7 last year. So I think they get to 8, maybe 9. I don't see 6, 7, of course, is a very legit possibility. All right, let's talk Giants. First of all, there's some big news concerning this team right now. Janoris Jenkins, who I think is a very, very good corner, was exceptional 2 years ago. Like everyone on this team, kind of fell off last year. A young woman apparently was found dead in his home in New Jersey. Originally you hear that and you're like, oh man, you know, just football related, he's going to be gone for the year. But I guess he wasn't even in the state. I guess he was in Florida training and he has a home in Jersey. Obviously he's a Giant. Obviously this is a tragedy for the young lady, obviously. But my hunch is, I mean, and I don't know any more about it than you guys, probably less to be quite honest, but I don't know how you would suspend a player just because somebody was killed or passed away or however in your home when you were nowhere. You have pretty good alibi is what I'm saying. I don't know. More to come on that, obviously, but a tragedy nonetheless. The Giants, their over-under win total is 6.5. The fourth most difficult schedule in the league. And, all right, I'm going to, before we, their variable games are the Bears and the Niners, who, you know, you come in fourth place, you would think you get two easy ones. Well, both those teams look awfully improved. But listen to this real quick, is the Giants' season begins in this fashion. It is Jacksonville at home. They go to Dallas. They go to Houston. Then they host New Orleans. Then they go to Carolina. Then they got Philly at home. Then they go to Atlanta. And then they got Washington at home. I mean, like, that first half of the schedule is really tough. And that's not even including trips to Philly and, you know, some other difficult games in store. So if they start slow, and there's some new parts there, and, you know, a new coach, new staff, they better come out of the gates playing their best football. Or they could be, you know, 2-5, 1-6, 1-7, you know, something along those lines, 2-6 before you know it, and then look out. You know, then they call in for Davis Webb and those type of things. So, only the Browns had a worse point differential than the Giants last year. And, frankly, last year was a total disaster for this team. Odell Beckham went out, and the offense collapsed. No running game, no line. It was an offense predicated on receivers winning one-on-one matchups, and my guy's better than yours, and when you don't have Odell, your guys aren't better than theirs. But they added Barkley. They added some, you know, Hernandez and Solder to the line. I don't think the line's going to be good, but I think the left side will be very good. I think Barkley's an utter superstar. Odell returns. Evan Ingram burst out of his shell, and Shepard's still there. So I think Eli is going to be a smart, at-the-line-of-scrimmage point guard type that always sees a matchup to his liking. You know, how do you take away Barkley, Ingram, Shepard, and Odell? You know, and I think in a running game. So I think the Giants' offense sneakily could be really, really good. Could be really, really good, especially the passing game. But Barkley's a superstar, guys. The defense worries me, though. I mean, especially if they were to lose Jenkins, he'd be one of the last guys you want to lose. And it doesn't sound like they probably will, but where's the pass rush come from? You know, it's Olivier Vernon and some run-stuffing defensive tackles and no Pierre Paul. They helped themselves at linebacker more than they ever do in the offseason, but their linebackers still aren't good. And Ogletree really didn't play very well last year, oh, by the way. You know, I love Collins, and I think the secondary can be okay, but their corners aren't wonderful, especially if Jenkins isn't in the mix. So I think their defense gets even worse. Fourth most difficult schedule in the league. Starts out really tough, and all those good things I said about offense is kind of giving Eli a lot of credit, you know, and I have not said many good things about Eli over the last 3 years, I bet. I just think that the people around him set up well for him to use his brains as a distributor, John Stockton. But is this a 7-9 team? I don't think, man. I think they're again picking like in the top 5, 6, 7. The more I think about the Giants, the more I see a lot of shootouts. I want Giants on my fantasy team. Their games might be fun to watch. But I think there's a lot more L's than W's when it's all said and done for New York this year. You know, 5-11, 6-10. To me, that's what this team is right now. And maybe they're a year away from getting a little bit better, you know, taking that next step. And we'll see. But tough division, competitive division, always a division that's in the spotlight. Super Bowl champs in that division. I went over on the Eagles. I went over on Washington. I went under on Dallas and the G-Men. All right. See you later. Tomorrow is Twitter Thursday, so start getting those in.